George Vancouver, this tale now I will tell. Who sailed the seven seas, the seas he knew so well. Who sailed the seven seas in times of peace and war. But best he is remembered along our northwest shore. A young man of only 15 years, he sailed with Captain Cook. An able seaman volunteer set out to learn so much. With William Wales, his teacher, he learned the stars and seas, the winds, the sails, the storms and gales, from London to Hawaii. He saw the northwest coast and into Nootka Sound. With maps of Kingston Harbour came promotion from London town. With Wilby the master and Gardiner he sailed the seas. 1790 commander of his old ship Discovery. His surveys of the northwest coast began in 92. The Georgia Strait and Puget Sound in honor of king and crew. Mount Baker, Rainer, Wander, Fulke, Fort Tortured and Point Grey. Burrard's Channel, the Howe Sound and Malaspinae. To navigate the tides and rocks around the island shores, took knowledge and bravery with ship and sail and oars. But map he did with charts to prove, as we can see today, the Charlotte's to Alaska and south to Hawaii. At Nootka Sound with Quadra he kept the status quo. He seeked the northwest passes but was stopped by ice and snow. He named our shores and waterways, and their names can still be heard on the great voyage of discovery in the reign of George the Third. Now his body lies at Petersham in a lonely common grave, but his memory still lingers in the place names that he gave. Vancouver's Isle, Vancouver Town, the fort south of the parallel. In honor of this Norfolk man who served his country well.